This is the Barbarian Rhetoric Podcast. Acta non verba.
Here we are again.
Welcome.
By the time you guys hear this, hopefully it'll be published on time.
I highly doubt that, honestly.
Anything's possible. I'll get caught up eventually in a year or two.
That's fair.
Quality takes time.
Yeah.
It's quality, not quantity, man.
Sometimes, you know, we need to let this stuff age. So, you know, like a fine cheese or fine scotch.
I thought you were going to say fine milk.
Well, yeah. Technically that becomes cheese. So, yeah, so it needs to age, like a fine aged, you know, a 15-year-old scotch. You know, it's just
got to leave it on simmer like a crock pot.
How many metaphors and analogies can we mix?
I don't know. We got about. I don't think that's how they make scotch.
Oh, hell.
So this week is the Thanksgiving episode.
By the time you guys get caught up, somebody's slacking.
This may or may not land.
Maybe I'll put it out on Thanksgiving Day.
But we'll
just put it out there. Part of this is computer error, and the other part is operator error. So this little scheduler didn't want to work. People didn't realize there were schedulers for this. Yeah.
We'll forgive you, but it's the fans that we got to worry about.
I know.
The vast BR nation, once they get unruly, right? Once the natives get restless, it's all over. They might be surprised
when it pops up. They're like, about time.
Your DMs are going to be flooded with hate mail.
Yeah, I get that now, so I don't know how it's going to change.
There'll be a person standing outside your house with a battle axe.
That would actually be cool. That would have to take video of. Oh, man.
You want to go first then, Nathan? You want me to go?
I'll go. First off, I'm going to go with the grind your gears instead of a blunder. I don't know what it is about the Illinois State Police. They're all good guys. I'm not going to complain. But
I'm going to complain.
I'm not going to complain about them.
I'm not complaining.
But at the
same token, I got popped again for another inspection. It's like I got three of them in the last 6 weeks, all in different trucks, which I find comical, but all in the same stretch of road.
Is it the same dude every time?
No, twice. It was the same dude. This was another younger guy, and this younger guy really wanted it. He was all the way through the truck, and he was doing his job. So I'm not complaining because he's doing his job, but my 3-hour day got turned into a 6-hour day just because of delays and everything else going on.
Searching the truck for 3 hours?
No. He about 45 minutes he had me.
But he put you back and you went in the traffic then, I'm guessing.
Yeah. So with everything else, hey, 3 hours, I'm going to go home because I wanted to get some stuff done this afternoon. And yeah, that kind of killed. So that was a grind my gears. Just it was a Monday. It was one of those classic, this sucks, it's Monday weeks. Got through it down here. Now we're chatting and having fun. So let's see. Triumph for the week. I'm claiming these because he hasn't like scared me and I've had a flashback of my boring life or anything, but the little man's getting much, much better at driving. And we even doing some town driving, hit a parking spot. He hasn't screwed up majorly the last couple times out, which makes my heart feel good that he will continue to be a good driver, which we're still only going to get him an old beater to start with because he's going to run into stuff. But
Get him a crotch rocket.
No. Yeah, I think Honda I convinced Civic Type him R. Harleys or nothing. So.
Sorry. Oh, you were talking about like a motorcycle, like a
yeah, like something really dangerous and fast.
Yeah.
Hayabusa, you know, or whatever that Suzuki or Kawasaki, yeah, whatever that is.
He'd still only drive it 30 miles an hour.
Yeah.
How else is he going to get any puss?
Oh. He's still young.
Come on.
He's got time.
Teach him young now.
Oh.
I was going to say my triumph kind of goes with my blunder, but this weekend I got knocked out a shitload of my projects I've been putting off for a while. I got a couple outside lights and the tops to the fence posts. So they're like little LED lights on them, so it looks nice or whatever, presentable. And then I was cleaning out the gutters.
Is this for the big BR Nation New Year's Eve party you're going to be hosting?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, exactly. So I was cleaning my gutter out at 5:30, which is pitch black out, yeah, freezing, like 30 degrees. Don't ask me why this is the time that I decided to clean out my gutter. But you can, like, when you're cleaning out gutters, you can tell, like, they're new leaves that just recently dropped. And I'm going through, and I get by the drain, and there is, like, layers upon layers of leaves that had turned into dirt type of stuff. And I'm like, so this is why our basement is leaking. I ripped all that out, and we'll see by the next time it rains if that helps anything. But yeah, so when it rained last week, it was last week, it was raining pretty hard. We started getting quite a bit of water in the basement, like enough that you could hear it running into the basement.
Oh, that's
yeah, great thing to have in your fucking few months I've had this place. I almost said shit.
Welcome to home ownership.
Well, I think part of it's also because that gutter was absolutely clogged and might have been running into the house from right there, yeah, which I fucking hope to God not. But anyways, that was probably part of it. And then, so yeah, I got all that out, and that's part of the blunder because I probably should have figured out. Well, they had replaced the roof, so you think that the gutter would have gotten touched. I guess not, because when I was cleaning some of it, there was a shitload of shingle stuff in it. Like, not like the little rocks from it. It was cut up shingles in there and nails and all this good stuff. So, yeah, they did a great job on the roof. Fucking cocksuckers. Yeah, I gotta figure out what the hell's going on with that basement. So that's the start of it. Yeah, that was a fun weekend. Yeah, hey, it's supposed to get to 60 tomorrow, which is nice.
Yeah, it's supposed to be 70 here tomorrow.
Jesus.
For us, so that's coming your way. You're welcome.
Thank you.
I hope so. After what, the 40 mile an hour winds? Oh, there we go. Another add to grind the gears thing. What was it, Thursday? Driving home, and it got to be a late day. It was a 12-hour day, like 5:36. Talking about the dark reminded me of this. The 20, 30 mile an hour out of the west, and I'm driving straight into it. It's bad enough. And then the rain kicks in. What I thought was rain. And I got looking, and I'm like, why can't I see out my window? And then I had to kick the draw. It was almost a pure whiteout. I was driving through a mini blizzard on the way home for like 40 minutes, doing like 35, 40 miles an hour on that at the end of a day. I'm like, what? Pitch black, cloudy, rain, snow, two-laner road. I'm like, what the hell am I doing? It was like,
that's not a good time at all.
And yeah. My first thought, though, CJ, is I almost wanted to pull off and text you if you were having a shit day with the wind also.
So my first job I did, because it was like 20 degrees. And I'm trying the boom when it's cold and windy. is hard because your fingers, you don't have any feeling in them. We have no feeling in your fingers, and that's what you're using to do your job. One wrong move with a finger and things get broke.
Yeah, fine motor skills are difficult when your fingers are cold as shit. Yeah.
Yeah. So I was, luckily there was no customer there because I was cussing up a storm. I was so pissed. Well, it's part of the job, but it's just, I can deal with just cold. But when it's windy and cold, yeah, no, yeah, it doesn't work
kinda,
out well.
Because that's biting. It kind of cuts. Yeah, yeah.
So I had to go in and out from the truck to get feeling in my fingers and wait for them to stop swelling.
Good times. Yeah. I don't. We had flurries or something that blew through. Is that Tuesday, Wednesday? I forget when it was, but. Yeah, so from a blunder perspective, I was cleaning the bathroom and scrubbing the tub with the unofficial sponsor, the drill brush. Thank God I had those, because if it was just elbow grease, it would have taken a lot longer. The stuff I got wasn't the same stuff that I've had before. Like, I didn't realize it. I just grabbed, oh, that's the stuff I used, but I grabbed something that had bleach in it. So, oh my God, it was like just the 15 minutes or 20 minutes, whatever it was. Like, it's like I gassed myself with a bleach bomb in the bathroom. It's like, why are my eyes watering? And holy shit, I'm coughing up a storm. Oh. Bleach. Okay. So we
don't care to COVID.
Yeah. Shit. That ain't no lie. My insides are definitely wiped clean. Fuck. I was like, and then for a few hours later, I like couldn't smell shit. Like all I could smell, like everything smelled like bleach. It didn't matter. It could be a cherry pie or fried chicken or pizza. Like it's like everything was bleach.
It looks good, but it smells like bleach.
So that was, although it was fun to use the drill brush, it's always fun to use that thing.
Speaking of bathrooms, this reminded me of it. Do you guys put anything at the bottom of your showers? Like those little grippy things?
No, I take them.
I used to, but
yeah.
So I bought one for us because of my last place. I had fell in the shower, and whenever you're butt ass naked and you fall straight on your ass cheeks, you feel everything flop around, and you tear down the goddamn shower. And then you
slide down.
Yeah. So my fiance, I'm like, I'm never having this happen again. So I got the grippy stuff. I'm like, I'm having traction 24/7. I don't care.
CJ showers in his shoes, in his work boots to make sure he doesn't slip and fall.
I'm never having that happen again. I'm making sure of it. It's like the most embarrassing thing that nobody saw.
Yeah. When the girls were younger, I had something, but now that they're fine. And there was even a time where they would rip that thing up off the tub floor and then slide around on it. Cause they were, when they were really little, like treat the tub like a slip and slide. So that was my blunder from a triumph perspective. God. Oh, I did have a workout with my trainer this past week for on back, and holy shit, it taught me, okay, I can push myself harder on back than I am. I thought I was doing the work, but clearly I wasn't doing enough of the work, because after that workout, it was just like lat pull down, like supersetting lat pull downs, cable rows. We did something else where landmine rows and curl, like bicep curls, and then there was something else that we did. There's three things that we did, and finished with this bicep burned down piece of shit thing where it's like 30, like 10 sets or 10 reps, 10 reps, 10 reps, adding 10 pounds, like the bar, and then adding 10 pounds, adding 10 pounds, and then working backwards. So 10 with the bar, 10 with 10 pounds, 10 with 20 pounds, then 10 rest for 30 seconds, 10 for 20 with 20 pounds, 10 for 10 pounds, 10 with the bar. And like by the end, I could barely move that bar on my own. Like I just like, it was terrible. But I was is trying to push myself, like, and plus having the trainer there, you don't want to be that guy either. So it's like, fuck, okay. But just
can't
went
be a bitch.
Yeah, yeah, totally. But even on the back, like the back exercise in the middle of the night, and I haven't had this happen in since I started working out. Like I woke up in the middle of the night, like there was the delayed onset muscle soreness took about 8 hours to kick in. Like literally in the middle of the night, it's like 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning, and I'm moving, and it's like, oh my god, it's like your legs after a real heavy leg day where every time, like just standing there hurts, like stabilizing yourself hurts. That's what it was like for me sleeping. Every time I moved, didn't matter what I did, turn my neck, turn my body, it's like, that was horrible. But like I said, it was a great workout, and I'm glad I did it. And you know, I definitely pushed myself, and so now I know I need to do that even more on my own. But holy land, that was ridiculous. So but if you want your arms, you want to get blood to your arms, I highly recommend that bicep shit, because after I got done, like I could barely pick up the weights because I went first, and then my trainer went second, did the same thing, and I could barely pick up the 2 5-pound weights to put on either side of the like that hurt. Like I was just like, I could barely grip these things and put them on the bar. How terrible is that? So
he's like, yes. He probably is like his third time to do it that day too.
It was his second workout, but he did legs earlier. He's like, if you want to do legs, you can do them. I'll just sit and watch and make fun of you. Otherwise,
nice.
I said, if you want me to work out with you, then we got to do something else. It's like, oh, okay, we'll do something else. So, sure. But it is good.
Okay, pussy.
Yeah. It's always good though to have somebody else there, right? Because you don't want to be that guy. Like, you don't want to suck.
Well, it makes it fun, especially with hack squat.
Yeah.
Takes a sip of his water. Jesus.
That was awesome.
Next time we'll be different. Don't worry.
Sure.
Fair enough. Are we putting money on this? Because I'm coming for you, motherfucker.
I'm not. Because then I'm just going to fuck myself.
That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
CJ's just going to go do hack squats
for days. It's my main
leg movement now.
Until we get together again. And then he's just going to... He's going to have like these elephant legs. It's going to be CJ, but elephant thighs.
Who's that one cyclist that had huge legs?
Oh, yeah. I can see the guy. I can't think of his name. But a lot of those cyclists, man.
I'm going to say their quads are ridiculous.
It's like a dinosaur leg.
I was gonna say somebody sent me a picture of one of them. Like he looks like a praying mantis because their arms are so small,
so small
and their legs are so big. I'm like, what the hell am I looking at here? Because they got like the long, skinny, like literally, they look like praying mantis arms, but with the fat legs.
Well, and especially when they're on their bike and they're up close, so they have their hands close together. I never thought of that before. That's hilarious.
You'll never not see it now.
Yeah. Okay. So on that note,
what do we got for today?
Well, this is the Thanksgiving episode.
Yeah. Which will be out during Thanksgiving because, I think I even lost a podcast in here. Man, we need to hire a new guy to get this stuff posted out.
Yeah, we need to get
it. If you made it to the Thanksgiving podcast and you're listening to this, I truly appreciate it. It's been a shit few weeks, and yeah.
we'll get a new subscribe at patreon.com/brnation
so we can get a new guy
so we can get an intern to help us out.
Can hire a guy that knows what he's doing instead of the piece of shit we got working for us now. What a slacker. He thought he was behind by two. Nope. Oh, there's a lost podcast in here. Oh, I'm going to have to go back through and see where I'm at on them.
Oh my God, the lost files of VR.
There you go.
I'd have been all right if it was just two. Then it'd been easy to catch up. But yeah, this is a mess.
Jesus.
All right. Let's do the Thanksgiving one and I hope everyone's having a happy Thanksgiving. My Thanksgiving, I know what it's going to entail. It's going to be sitting at home, eating the same food, everything, because I don't want to drive 12 hours down to Georgia, even though I love my mother. I have no desire to drive that far just for a dinner.
That's a just you and the boy, or do you hook up with some other friends or anything?
No,
or
is it just you and your boy? Just stay home.
Turkey pot pies and call it good.
No, neither one of us really do turkey, so it's like it's not
Chinese food.
No, that's like a step down even more.
They're gonna order Casey's pizza. Who the fuck are you kidding?
You got it. That might happen. Get that the night before, and then we can have cold pizza the next day.
Yep. All that shit. You know, honestly, we're doing pizzas as well. We're taking pizzas to my grandma because she doesn't really like turkey as well. And she's like, she hasn't had my fiance's pizzas, which are amazing. And she's like, oh, I would like a pizza. So there we're all doing our own special pizzas. And yeah, it would be awesome.
That sounds better than the whole turkey cooking all the other crap. And I know, Jimmy, you're a cook. You like all that stuff. And you got the big family to do all that stuff. But
yeah,
when you're just a couple of guys, it's like, I don't know. I've never been a big Thanksgiving person, though.
So
I have my favorites of food, so we're good if we have that question. But
yeah. You going to go with the regular-ass pumpkin pie?
To do a what?
You going with the regular-ass pumpkin pie?
I might actually pick a pumpkin pie up.
Do you so for me, there's, we'll get to pie in a second. You're right. My family is huge. There's,
probably 9 different styles of food there, depending on what everyone likes. Cause you got like 300 people that show up. So they just bring a little variant. It's like what is that? A world? I'm thinking like Taste of Chicago, but you have more like Taste of the World.
Well, kind of. Historically, like last year, there like I think there's 10 people, and the year before, I forget, there's something that happened, and there's something going on, and not everybody could make it. You know, if everyone showed up, there's a solid 40 people. ish, and that's not everybody in the family. If the entire family showed up, it's the numbers, not quite double, but almost. But it's like there's one group of the, like my uncle, his wife is one of eight or nine or something like that, and so all of her family is here, and so they're big enough now that they get together. My uncle and his wife will show up for Thanksgiving, hang out for a little bit, and then go over there. But by and large, it's like two separate things. So it's like now become our families become so big, it's like a two family event. So, but having said that, yes, we there's a lot. It certainly there's, and it's been like this. So Thanksgiving is at my parents' place. It has been since I was born. The entire family gets together, and over time it was just, it went from just my parents and I to my grandparents and whatever, and you know, aunts and uncles, and now it's the large extended family, and there's some friends who don't have family and they come in, they're family friends and they don't have family close by, so they stop in too anyway. But we'll have turkey, the usual. So turkey, stuffing, mashed potatoes and gravy, like green bean casserole, like the typical white boy.
Got onion chips on top?
Yep, your typical white boy Christmas or Thanksgiving dinner.
I never had that.
But then...
Racist. Okay.
Yes. Well, that's what we do here. So, but then on top of that, there'll be all kinds of rice. There'll be white rice, yellow rice, which is just rice with saffron and a little, it's like pork fat.
I was going to say, isn't saffron red?
It looks red, but it actually leaches out yellow.
Okay. I stand corrected.
There's fried rice. It's, you know, whatever. But then there's a bunch of Philippine dishes. There's a long list of Philippine dishes. And then there's Philippine desserts alongside pumpkin pie, apple pie. I'll make some desserts or probably make some desserts or something. But my parents are on turkey duty because it's at their house. So I think there's a 20-pound and a maybe a 12, 15-pound turkey. They go through 15 pounds of potatoes. And all of that, and then somebody brings a ham because why not?
Yeah,
and
of course,
this ham's better than turkey.
Yeah, and then there's a couple variations of Philippine meat dishes depending on who does what and what they have. So there's lots of meat, there's lots of carbs, there's you name it. So it's like, you know, and it sucks because it's like there's so much good stuff. That it's like, well, I need to eat.
I need to try everything.
Yeah, I love half of this stuff. Half of everything out here, I truly love. I got to find a way to eat it. But anyway, but then, you know, you have one plate and you're like, gosh, I'm done. Especially these days when I'm trying to dial in my diet, and then if I just go screw it, I'm on holiday.
Oh, those little honey rolls, or the little sweet rolls.
Yeah, it's but it's crazy because it's like I said, there's all these Philippine things, and to me, if I went over to somebody's house and there wasn't rice or some of these, the Philippine egg roll, it's called lumpia, like if there wasn't some of that stuff, I'd be like, this isn't Thanksgiving. sure there's turkey and sweet potatoes and the whole schmear, but where's the Philippine shit? So
yeah,
but so speaking of, what's your favorite, have you mentioned pie, so what's your favorite Thanksgiving, is there a Thanksgiving dessert or something that was typically done for Thanksgiving that you
see? Desserts used to, like, the dessert table for the longest time almost was bigger than the food table. It was good because so many people, they would all bring a dish for the main meal, but then they'd make like five desserts.
Yeah.
But yeah, a favorite. I want to call them mint bars. One of my aunts used to make them. They were like peppermint, but with Oreo. And they're little peppermint bars. And they were like, I don't know, half inch thick. Those were tasty. Those were kind of melt in your mouth type thing. Those were good. But if I was going pie, almost, well, it's kind of not in the pie, but what is it? Cobbler? Apple cobbler?
Mm-hmm.
Grandma used to make that. That was really good. All packed in there with cinnamon and everything. It's probably now I'm zero. Just
thinking of all the things I forgot about.
Zero health. It just tastes good.
Come on now. I was gonna say I gotta go with apple crisp.
Yes. That's what I'm thinking of.
Yeah.
The apple crisp, not cobbler. Crisp.
God, that's not pie, but fuck, I don't care.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's not a.
Well, yeah. I was just saying, just generally.
In one year, we had a pumpkin. What was it? Pumpkin cheesecake.
Ooh.
And that was absolutely delightful.
One year, I made a pumpkin pecan pie. So the bottom part was, so there's, it's basically a pie with two layers. The bottom, I think it was the bottom was pumpkin, like a pumpkin pie. And then on top of that is a pecan pie.
You're so fancy.
So it's half and half.
Everything you do is fancy. You make pretty food, Jimmy.
I haven't made that in a while, though. So, but yeah, last year I made oatmeal butterscotch bars. Those are tasty.
Ooh,
but
it just sounds good.
Like literally all it is oats, brown sugar, butter, butterscotch chips. And that's pretty much it.
It still sounds good.
It sounds amazing, doesn't it?
I might have just creamed my pants, goddamn.
He added a little extra cream.
Yeah, that's a good one. Let's see. There's a pie, whether it's cherry or apple, it depends. Like somebody will make a pie. Sometimes I've made one. But then also too, and there's like, you know, so there's those traditional things. I have one aunt that always buys a couple Village Inn pies. So there's guaranteed to be like a French silk and something else and something else. And then there's lots of Philippine, the holidays bring out like Philippine desserts or whatever, because there's something that gets made at most big family gatherings. It's called ginatan, and it's a think tapioca pudding, but it's coconut milk, and it's like it's really sweet. It's more like a soup, a dessert soup. It's coconut milk and like a bigger tapioca type thing. Anyway, it's a little too much for me, and I have a sweet tooth and I love stuff, but it's like, maybe it's the texture that just gets me. Like it's
the tapioca.
Yeah. Or there's rolls, there's andasol or ensamada. They're basically sweet rolls, dessert rolls. I mean, there's all kinds of crazy shit, but for the longest time, my mom would make these cherry slices. So it'd be like, it's made in a cookie, almost not a cookie sheet, but that kind of pan. It's not a sheet cake. It's kind of a sheet cake, but not quite. And it's whatever the batter is. And then take a layer of cherry filling, like a can or two of that. And then dollop some of leftover batter on top and bake it. dust it with powdered sugar, and it's like she'd make that all the time for Thanksgiving. And as a kid, I could eat half of that just by myself. Like, oh my god, it's so good. But anyway, is there any? What about? So I know you guys aren't turkey fans, but is there anything from Thanksgiving that you actually liked? Like Thanksgiving dinner, Thanksgiving.
On my favorite dishes, cheesy taters. That was like a staple. And they had to be made in a, you know, same kind of little crock pot type thing, because just there's something different to them. Whoever cooked it up, it's like, what's that? Yeah.
They get the little crust to them.
Yeah. They just got it to add a little, yeah. I always like cheesy taters, and goofy enough, green bean casserole, as long as I had the onion chips on top. And I would get it, so I wanted the onion chips. It wasn't that I really wanted the green beans. I would take like the top half inch layer, so it was mostly onion chips or whatever with a little bit of
sour cream. Sour cream and onions, and then maybe a green bean if it one happened to slip in there.
Basically, but that's what I do. I'd skim the top. Those are probably my two favorite dishes.
Yeah, I gotta say, honestly, my dad, he smoked a turkey and a ham last year, and they were absolutely phenomenal. Even though I'm not a huge turkey person, that turkey was fucking good.
Yeah,
I don't know what else. There's usually so many goddamn dishes that I lose track of most of them besides the meat.
I mean, the only one Thanksgiving where I really liked the turkey, I was actually home alone, but then I went to hang out with a buddy and he was deep frying a turkey. And
we've done that.
The first problem was we almost burned us both up because he threw the ham in there, which he thought was thawed.
Oh,
and it wasn't. You want to talk about an explosion? So that covered the whole entire garage.
Oh my god.
And then after we got that fixed and cleaned up a little bit, we deep fried the turkey, but that was probably the best. It was like eating candy. The hard crust, that was probably the best turkey I've ever had, because it didn't taste like turkey.
Yeah.
We were pulling it and we kept pulling it out, cut pieces off, which were all nice and crunchy, and then we'd put it back in. So not only were we just kept caramelizing it basically, and that one I liked. But what are you really eating at that point? The turkey or the grease?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, there's a couple years where we fried a turkey, but anymore it's just my parents just throw them in the oven. There was one year they bought a smoked turkey from a family owned butcher shop that we get a lot of smoked meats and meats in general. They're like a fourth or going on fifth generation butcher shop, and we've been going there ever since. In fact, my dad was going there when like his parents would go to this place, and they smoked turkeys, and oh my god, like you said, CJ, it's like phenomenal. It's like, that's just fire. It's like, holy shit, I'll take 10 of these, thanks. but it's pricey, and it's one of those things. It's like, yeah, okay, well. But you talked about frying, and that reminded me, like, every once in a while they'll make some, I don't know what it is. I forget. I'll have to try and find the name of it, but basically it's a hunk of pork because they would butcher a pig every so often. And so I don't know if it's a shoulder or what part it's from, but there's still skin and all of that. So it's like legit hunk of pig that they thaw out and then they drop in a deep fryer. And so you get that kind of pork grindy,
that little glaze.
Because of the skin. Yep. on the outside and that fat, and then but all of it's deep fried, and it's like it's a thing, like they and it's a big deal, and they don't do it that often. Every once in a while they'll do it for Thanksgiving or sometimes for Christmas, just because it's a pain in the ass to, you know, like frying a turkey. It's just,
yeah, it's work.
Yeah. So, and there's already a shit ton of work that we do for Thanksgiving. But I don't know what my mom does or my parents do for the stuffing, but I love not the stuffing that they bake outside of it, but the inside the bird stuffing. I could
see. No, stuffing's my number two days. List of what I dislike.
Oh,
I got a
number one is turkey.
I do not know. Number one on the list is beets.
Oh, I think that's a given.
I know. I don't know why, but yeah, for Christmas and things, it's like beets have to be on the table, but nobody eats them. It's in not the just, you know, the what is it, almost like canned one where it's sliced, yeah. So it's even more slimy.
Talking about the cranberry sauce.
No.
Ugh. No.
No.
Talking about it. Yeah.
It's actual like a beets, beet. Yeah. It's like mushed beet or something that they put in a can. It's even worse than, oh, no, don't do beets. I hate them things. I think I've had more wars with my parents over trying to, you need to try everything. No, I don't. I haven't liked this food since the first time you made me try it. I don't like it now.
I was going to say, I tried them not too long ago because I had a friend tell me that they're really good for a pre-workout.
Yeah.
They taste like dirt.
Really? Yes, they do.
It's because there's a lot of nitric. They have a lot of nitric oxides in them or whatever.
Nasty. Or like dirt with slime. It's almost.
Yeah.
It's. Oh.
Yeah, it's one thing if you juice a beet with an apple and or some something. Spinach or something.
So it tastes like something else.
Yeah. But it's a completely another thing to actually eat them. I'm out on that. Yeah.
But then stuffing, something about the texture of stuffing. I can't stand it.
I love it. And I love my dad's turkey gravy. But instead of over the potatoes that he makes and that I help peel all the time. Show up whenever you want. That means, hey, can you come over early and help with KP? That's really what that means. And, my dad's turkey gravy over rice, over white rice. Oh my God. I could eat that. I could eat a 5-gallon bucket of that.
So that could be the meal all by itself.
Yes. Give me fill the bucket like 2/3 of the way with rice and the other third, maybe even half and half, half rice, half gravy. I'll be good. Oh my God. There's something about it. That's just the shit. I don't know what it is. Ever since I was a kid, it's gravy and rice. Like, I mean, sure, a hot chick would bring me to my knees kind of thing, but I gladly break diet at any point.
For that.
For gravy and rice. For some reason, there's just, I don't know, maybe there's some childhood trauma that I've yet to work through.
It's really digging to this rice.
Oh, hell. Well, do you guys have worst foods?
The cranberry sauce.
Yeah, beets are.
Why the fuck is that there? I've never understood why people.
Cranberry sauce?
It comes in the can, plops on the platter, and one person eats it. What the fuck?
So, it's like cranberry jello.
Yeah.
It's like. People actually like cranberries in the first place. Those things are disgusting. I also really hate jello.
You know, I'm mixed on that. Certain jellos I like, others. Okay. I can do jello shots just fine, but
out of all things you're thinking.
But on the opposite token, something about Thanksgiving holiday Jell-O dishes, it's like the edge of the Jell-O crust. Like you almost have to get a centerpiece because the outside is a rubbery. So it's like, for whatever reason,
it's Jell-O.
I hate, like,
no, it gets like an extra layer, almost like a Juicy Fruit type thing. There's like, it's a hard ass layer on the side. But so I'm agreeing with you, CJ. When it comes to holiday Jell-O, do not care for it.
I think it's all fucking nasty.
I swear there's a stretch there where my mom, and I could be, maybe it's somebody else, not my mom, but somebody made Jell-O, but it'd be like lime Jell-O. So it's green, but they'd put mandarin oranges in it. It's just like this weird. I mean, I get it.
Yep,
but
I don't.
I remember that. No, I had several Thanksgivings.
Is that just a thing? Like maybe that's a 70s or early 80s thing. I don't know. But
Shouldn't have been a thing ever.
What was pistachio in that green whatever it was.
Yeah,
it's not quite a Jell-O. It's not quite a pudding. It's one of those things. It's like
some gelatinous goo.
You say that word, it reminds me of like when you open up like that the dog food in a can,
and there's that
gelatin at the top. When you say gelatinous, that's what comes to my mind.
I think that's
why I hate Jell-O, because it reminds me of.
It's like a fatty deposit or something.
Ugh. God. It's nasty.
I'm with you on beets. I actually like cranberries, but I never had it on like turkey or like to me, it's just, I don't.
Cranberry sauce sucks. Actual cranberries are.
And cranberry juice. Like, but I like tart. I don't mind.
Would you get that over OJ? Ooh. Cranberry juice over OJ?
No. OJ wins.
All day. Especially if it's the OJ mango.
Well, some of us aren't as fancy about our OJ as you. I grew up drinking Tang. Well, when they
have different... Yes. Hey, Tang's actually pretty good. I love Tang. Let's
be honest. We didn't have orange juice. We had Tang.
Oh, I'm talking about Tang orange forever. Drink.
Yeah. But yeah, I'm not a cranberry with turkey or whatever.
Is that what they do with it? They put it with the turkey?
Yeah, I think so.
That's cranberry disgusting. Sauce over turkey.
Why would you ruin a turkey? That turkey's already bad enough.
Although I will say, like a turkey, like leftover turkey sandwich, for some reason, like turkey, like leftover turkey the next day in a sandwich, like for some reason, that always tastes good to me. Like I could
eat that for lunch for 6 days.
Seems the more proper way to eat turkey, Thanksgiving turkey, then. But I'm trying to think. I mean, I don't mind green bean casserole. That's all right, but it's not.
Well, see, you got all those fancy dishes too. Mm-hmm. So it's like a lot of the crap food you don't even have probably there.
I was going to say, realize it's shit.
You're eating all this good stuff.
I really like cream corn.
Yeah.
You don't really see that unless it's like Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
I like. It's hard to find.
I remember as a kid, we had that all the time, probably because it was cheap in a can kind of thing, or cheap to make. But
How much canned food do you eat anymore?
Oh, shit.
Exactly. Us. I don't eat anything.
Every day, every meal. Corned beef hash.
Ooh. Haven't had that in a while.
Jesus Christ, now that you ask me, I don't know.
I mean, other than using like tomatoes, like tomato sauce, tomato paste in a can, those kinds of things. Well, but I haven't had I take that back. I did buy some canned pears and Just because hairs? It was.
First of all, yeah. Talk about something that's absolutely disgusting. Okay, no, pear fresh are not great, but they're okay. But I can only imagine in a can, they're just straight mushy shit.
Actually, no, they're not.
No, they're not.
Can't, I can't believe that.
They're so high in corn syrup. They soak them.
You can get them in water, can't you?
What?
Yeah.
Can you get them in water?
It's not water, but it's...
I don't know. But it's whatever that juice is will kill you.
Although, when I was a kid, all there was that, like, heavy... It was, like, heavy syrup.
Yeah.
Like, peaches. It didn't matter. Peaches, pears... You get fruit cocktail. It didn't,
but that's what I'm getting at about like cream corn and stuff. A lot of these foods we don't eat anymore, but our parents bought a lot of canned food.
Oh, yeah, because it was cheap. And
yeah, it was cheap. It was easy. Throw it in.
We didn't have a shit ton of money. That's for damn sure. Yeah. So I know, like, we were still eating when I was a kid. We'd eat liver. They'd buy oxtails. Like, they'd buy off parts of
whatever. My parents wouldn't know where to find oxtails, so.
But well, that's what I'm getting at is we don't eat canned food anymore. We don't feed our kids canned food. So it's like there's a lot of stuff that.
Well, it helps when I don't eat vegetables. So.
Well, those aren't the right vegetables either. So it you got a double win. If you are going to eat vegetables, those aren't the ones. Yeah. But, well, when you're feeding a big family, you know, and it's like, yeah, cheap food.
Or even a small family, but you want to stretch it so you'll have leftovers for like dad for lunch or, you know,
right.
Shit like that. Yeah.
But yeah.
Yeah, I'm trying everything to think.
Like, I can. That and government cheese. Oh, I did love government cheese.
Just big blocks of.
It was that's before it was your called, time, CJ. Was,
yeah,
I was going to say, what the fuck is this?
They don't make it anymore. But.
Government cheese was the best kind of cheese you could get. For like,
it's not, like American cheese, but it's not Velveeta cheddar either. Yeah,
it was government cheese. It's only, I've never tasted it anywhere, but you'd get it in what? Big, just huge blocks of it.
My memory, it's as if they were like 5 pound bricks, but yes. That's probably not.
I'm going to say 1 pound accurate. Bricks, but I think 5 pound bricks also. Yeah. And then you had the little fancy cheese slicer.
Yeah.
With the little wire on it, and the little roller that you cut there and slice you off. Yep. Make grilled cheese, cut it off. Yeah. You remember those days, don't you? Yep.
Shit. Now, and then I was thinking of. Is it Braunschweiger or whatever that lunch meat is? It's like a weird pate. Like, I don't know. It's like my dad used to eat that shit.
Summer sausage?
No. I don't know what it's even made out of.
I'm looking at the government cheese and holy fuck, it looks like Velveeta.
It does. Yeah, that's
kind of. But it didn't taste. It's
not Velveeta.
Yeah, yeah.
Government cheese was the shit. It was good. It, yeah.
Okay. That's why it's called government cheese, because you get it on food stamps.
You could actually, I don't know if that was the only way you could get it, but I believe you could buy it too at the time. But, yeah.
Can't believe I'm looking at cheese right now.
But yeah, government cheese. Well, it shows you how good at one time it was, because you pull it up and there it is. It was one of the staples.
Yeah.
Why'd they do away with it?
I think over time it just like fell out or something.
They changed the system around and everything. Yeah. I don't know.
But so Braunschweiger is a type of pork liver sausage.
Oh, I know what you're talking now.
And they would package it up and then you could slice it and then for sandwiches, and my dad would eat that. I mean, it didn't taste terrible, but liver's liver, so there's still that whatever livery taste. And so
I'm sure my dad was a big liver person.
Oh, so liver and dumplings, liver and onions. My dad's like, for my days. Thought is,
if the liver was cooked correctly, no problem eating it. But a lot of places you'd order liver and they'd cook it and it'd become tough. And then you're sawing and chewing forever. And I'm like, eh.
Oh, I would chew it and drink like half a glass of, like one bite and half a glass of milk. It's like, oh my God, there's no way I'm choking this down. I might as well eat my Morel boot. The sole from my Morel boot. It's just like, fuck that shit. But yeah, I'm trying to think that. I mean, on balance, like other than the beets and some of that other shit, like I'll pass on, you know, those for sure. But there really wasn't anything. But like you said, it's been a long time where we haven't had, like, we've had shit I like. There's so much food that even if there's shit I don't like, I don't have to eat it because there's so much other shit to eat.
Yeah.
Oh, they'll also make, it's called Shopao, and it's like this, it looks like uncut hamburger bun or dinner roll maybe, okay. But it's made out of white rice flour, so it's white, and inside they is like they is a meat, like it could be pork, it could be beef with like soy sauce and garlic and some other stuff, and then so you cook up the meat and then you make the dough and then you put the meat inside, wrap it up, so
a little meat pie,
exactly, and then you steam them.
Those are, oh yes, I have had those. Those are fucking amazing.
So it's,
have you had homemade ones though?
Yeah, my good friend made them.
Yeah, they're sweet because of the rice flour. The dough is sweet, but on the inside you have this salty, vinegary, whatever inside filling, and so it's that contrast. And they're steamed, and it's those don't, because they're a pain in the ass to make, and then you got to steam them for however long. Those only get brought out on holidays, like it's, or some special, like real special occasion.
You need a one of those people on, they're amazing on YouTube. You need one of those people to come make them for you. That's all they do all day. Yeah.
I'd look like a really pulley if they made me eat those all day.
What else? We kind of talked about Thanksgiving. Is there any other Thanksgiving traditions? Like for me, it's always at my parents' place, and it's this huge hoo-ha. I'm
trying to think. I haven't had anything in years.
I was going to say we've had tradition come and go more or less.
Yeah. No, when I was younger, it was big. Younger, 1 year would be at one grandparents, and or like Thanksgiving was at one grandparents, Thanksgiving and Christmas was at the other, and then the following year it would swap, and those were big family gatherings. But as all the grandkids got older, it was like kind of that thing, we all just stayed home. Everybody got too big. It was like, so we didn't. And then one grandma passed, and then the other grandma passed, and it was like all those get-togethers kind of fell apart a little bit. I mean, we still get together, Mom, my brothers and I, we still do. This Thanksgiving, not so much, because I don't want to do the drive.
Yeah.
It's so much driving lately. It's like, I want to pick one or two holidays. I'd rather drive down there at Christmas instead of Thanksgiving. Just, I don't like traveling Black Friday. Black Friday is a day I just want to stay home and I want to avoid people. Even though it's not crazy anymore, I still don't want to go out on that day.
Yeah, I was going to ask, since that anymore, that's part of Thanksgiving is get up at 4 a.m. and camp out and do stupid shit like that. Did you guys ever do? I never, ever.
Never.
But I worked retail in college, and I worked at a grocery store in high school, so I kind of said, fuck all of that shit. Like, yeah. No, I'm not going out. Like, I'm already working it. 9 times out of 10, I was already working it. And even if I had, and then once I got to a point where I wasn't doing that, it's like, fuck that. I spent how many years slaving away on that day? You know what I'm going to do? Abso-fucking-lutely nothing.
Yeah. No, that's a good day for Casey's Pizza. It's like sit at home, do nothing, reheat pizza or whatever. It's like, yeah, the idiots just come out. Granted, it's not as bad with all the other closed downs and everybody ordering stuff online. You don't hear as many stories around, but it's like, all I think they do is jack up prices to slash them down and just, yeah.
Black Friday is a good day to go to the gym.
There. Yeah. There you go.
It's usually one of my favorites. There's nobody there.
Yeah. No lines, no waiting.
That's my favorite days of the gym. If I have one exercise I want to go to and there's someone there, and I go to the next one, there's someone there, I almost want to just leave. No, I've never gone to Black Friday. I always thought it was kind of fucking stupid. I'm not going to fight people to go shopping, and I hate shopping, so why would I want to fight people to do something I hate? That seems idiotic to me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. I had aunts and uncles that would do that, and they would go ape shit about it and all this stuff.
Take the chairs out there. Get in line. You'll see them all in a line, and you're like,
nothing I need or want.
It's like the
that
same
bad.
People that wait in line for the iPhone.
Yeah.
Okay. What if you wait a week? Is it going to be rough? Like, I don't get it. Those
or
you know, most
Xbox,
of those sales
or a PS or a PlayStation, like those early days of the PlayStation where people, it's like, wait, what? You stood in line for what?
My favorite was one of them. They were passing out cards like, here's your number for coming in. And depending on what you wanted, they had two different lines. And I heard that and I'm like, so waiting in line really didn't help you, did it? Because they're only allowing certain people in.
Yeah, Bill Burr has a good bit about this. I think it was him on Conan or something where he talks about Black Friday. He's like, what? What you stood in line for 22 hours for what? 30 bucks off an above ground pool? Like, he's like, what are you? He's like, you know, people ripping off your wig and your suspenders flying everywhere just to get at the thing. And he talked about what he say. He's like, you got to hang back and let the first couple waves go, and then when they trip and fall over each other, you can be Walter Payton and like jump over the line and then roll. He said, but the thing is you still need to know where that thing is in the store that is on sale. He's like, you got to know where those mint Milano cookies are. Like, it's funny. It's a really good bit.
Oh, it's so good.
Bill Burr's fantastic, yeah.
But I would say that's a Thanksgiving tradition of I don't go anywhere the day after.
Yeah. Well, and now that I was thinking of it too, is like I remember as a kid, like we'd always, I don't know why we'd get up early, but we'd get up early and watch the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade.
Yeah, I haven't done that in years. We haven't had a television in years.
I've tried doing that a little bit with the girls, but even I fucking hate parades. Like now that I've marched in so many fucking parades that I hate them. I'm like, it is my least, as an instructor, as a as a member marching, and they, it doesn't matter how you slice it, a parade just sucks. It's better when you're an instructor because I don't have to play and I'm not carrying, you know, an extra 30 pounds on my back. But otherwise, all we're doing is marching. And you know what that's like, Nate. After a while,
march okay. sucks.
This is great, no, but I'm good.
Parades are fun if you're a kid getting all the candy.
Yes. Yeah. That's what I was going to say.
It's a spectacle for a little kid. But
the actually other thing, watching remember? The kids fly all around to get the candy is kind of entertaining. But we used to have a parade that went in front of our house. And until I was about 10 years old, I'd wake up for it. And then I stopped because I'm like, I'm not going to wake up to see the same parade I saw last year. Literally right in front of our house, our dog would go nuts. So I'm just, yeah, no, I'm good.
Yeah,
I'm good. But I remember, yeah, Grandma would put the Macy's parade on. That'd be the only thing on television.
That's... And then you watch that, and then Santa shows it. Like, you see all the balloons and whatever little acts or whatever's going on and whatever bands from all across the country that did whatever shit that they do. And then Santa shows up, and then it's done. And then next thing I know, we're eating turkey.
Like, well, it's... yeah, we're eating. But then isn't there another football game or something?
There's... I think the Lions games. Always lose on Thanksgiving.
Worst games, the
Lions and the Packers are some shit nobody cares about except people from Green Bay.
Yeah.
But yeah, so that's what it would be. It'd be that. And my one great, no one watched football. Then the other side of the family, they did. So that's, but it was just funny because the game's on there, but the one side, it's like, that's the only game they would watch all year. But they'd sit there. Well, and my uncles would all fall asleep.
Excuse me.
You got to have that afternoon nap. But it'd be like football, and we'd be like, well, can we watch? No, the game's on. And none of them cared.
Yeah.
Because they were all sleeping.
Yeah, if the Cowboys are playing, there's enough Cowboy fans that they go ape shit. And they pay attention to football, but it's like there's conversation, there's all this sort of back and forth, and then you're eating. When I was younger,
we used to play. We'd play Rook afterwards. We'd play Rook all the time. So
ooh, I think this year we might play Chinese checkers. We got a board coming in.
Mm-hmm.
I was at the game when we were on our trip, and we got a nice board coming in. So
maybe that's something to think about, is starting new
traditions. What games will you play?
Yeah, because it's a good opportunity.
That'd be a good way. I'll just go grab one of the airsoft guns and go just have a shootout with the sun. That would make my day.
Chinese checkers, you think of shooting each other. That's awesome.
Go grab his gun, wake him up.
I'd almost like that better, but you know, to each their own.
Maybe we'll
click 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 click.
We have to play Tripoli or something. Haven't played that in a long time.
What is it?
Tripoli. It's three games. It's a card thing, and it's three games in one. There is a little mat or whatever. So it's got the pot and Anian. There's a kitty. What is it? Hearts, like 8, 9, 10 of all one suit. Jack, 10, jack, king, queen, ace of hearts. And anyway, you put chips or a penny down on all these spots. And then you deal out cards. And then you take your best poker hand of the cards that you get. And the game starts with a round of poker. You don't get a draw new cards or anything. You just get whatever your best five are and try and win the pot playing poker. And then it's hearts. So if you have hearts, then you get any paying hearts cards, like basically all the ace, king, queen, jack, 10, you get to pick the cash up or the chips up if you hold those cards. And then it's rummy where you're putting them down in order. I think it's in suit. I forget, but it's basically you put first one without to get rid of their cards wins. And then you just keep going. So It's fun. It's a fun bullshit game that combines a whole bunch of things into one, instead of just playing hearts or just playing euchre or just playing rummy or poker, blackjack. You can play that with the girls for a while. They're not so keen on the poker part, but that's okay. It's just fun to play a game with them. So
that's where you take the lead.
That's usually where I make up my
your losses, my winnings.
Because sometimes, but it's like speed. But then it's like a game of speed almost. You're trying to get rid of your cards, and
yeah,
I can usually beat my youngest.
Fast games I never liked, like fast card games, spoons. Oh my God. The slab, I hate those because it's like everything's so. It's like, no,
I move so slow these days.
Give me a minute to think on this. What am I playing
think.
Here?
It's Why like, would you want to think?
Yeah,
I was gonna say there's a game that they play on my my stepmom's side of the family, and I played it once. I was like, what the fuck is going on? It was like, it's one of those fast card games. I'm like, I don't want to play with you guys.
Yeah. Can we play Clue or Monopoly or
Go Fish? Something?
Yeah, yeah,
they won't play Monopoly with me anymore.
52 pickup.
My dogs are really good at that. They don't pick it up, they just tear it apart. We had a cribbage board that they got a hold of the cards.
Oh, well.
Oh, have you guys ever played? It's like you got a ball and you got to follow a path and not hit the holes.
Oh, those
you just got little,
maze miles. Games?
Yeah.
Yeah, those labyrinth, whatever.
Yes. I was going to say,
I hate
my fiance. You really?
I've played hate them for because hours.
They're, I was going to say, but you hate them because they're addicting and you're pissed and then you want to play them again.
Did you get, are you talking about
because you're like, fuck it, I could do it like that much easier.
3D?
Do what?
Are you talking about having one of the big balls in the labyrinth? You got to let it turn the ball around? I had one of those for a while.
Mm, no, mine's like a flat thing that you have two turn dials.
Oh, okay.
It like shifts the board where you want the ball to go.
Yeah, it depends, like the X or Y axis. And then,
I hate those things.
Yeah.
I hate it, but I love it. I get it's like one of those games you get pissed off and then you get really serious. And then you get further, and then you drop. Because I haven't to finished.
See if it. I can get my hands on it, CJ, you'd go nuts with this ball. It's the same kind of deal. There's like three different kinds of like three different pathways you can go, but it's trying to get it like maneuver it. But it's a, I don't know, about the size of a bowling ball, about the size of an 8-pound bowling ball, and then it has three different mazes inside of it, and you got to turn it upside down and everything else. It's annoying.
I was gonna say I enjoy the things that drive me nuts. These are the things.
Oh, that's why you're getting married.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
You're confusing and driving me nuts. Might as well go for it.
Now, I know this is getting into Christmas territory, but I know some people that Thanksgiving weekend they put up their Christmas tree. Do you guys, have you guys done that? We'd always wait until December. We may get one before December, but it doesn't go up until December. And my dad was insistent it stays up until New Year's. You take it down New Year's Day.
Okay. Oh, I like your dad. He sounds cooler every time we talk about it.
It's got to stay up until New Year's Day.
I'll leave the lights on outside until it's warm out.
Well, there's that. Oh, but
talk about Christmas lights. I'm that one guy that I have convinced my son the best thing to do about lights, why put them on our own house? Enjoy everybody else's. They spend the money on the electricity so we can see the cool lights. But if we put them on the house, we're not going to enjoy them because we're not going to be outside to see them anyway. I convinced him of this years ago. So one year he kind of goes, well, I'd like to get some Christmas lights. I'm like, oh man, I don't want to hang Christmas lights. But he goes, can we put them up inside? Oh, So we had Christmas lights strung all the way through the kitchen, up near the ceiling, all the way through the family room, blinking in the whole nine yards. It was awesome.
Actually sounds a lot cooler, honestly.
Yeah. We had flashing lights, colored ones. It's like, okay, okay, come on. We get to enjoy the Christmas lights. All right, I'll do that. But I'm Scrooge. I mean, I've put up a tree for him if he wants it, but if he doesn't say nothing, eh. Last year he thought about it the day after Christmas. He's like, we probably should have put a tree up this year. Like, too late now. It's past Christmas.
Yeah, I know people, like I said, they would, instead of Black Friday, they'd go either
go buy their
go
tree.
Get a tree, or they would put it, like if they had an artificial one, they'll put it up. And yeah, like I said, we never did that, but
Dad wanted live trees. Growing up, I forget how many live trees and them needles all over the floor. I do remember that, but yeah, don't do the tree thing. So,
yeah, it's crazy to start seeing stuff. I mean, it's thanks. Look, can we have thanks? I know why, right? You got to get that stuff out there, and you got to get
sell it in October. It. You know,
but work in retail. I understand, and it's these days not.
But they kept moving it back. There's the problem. They keep moving it back to the point where it's like you're buying Halloween at Easter.
Yeah, yeah.
And you're buying Easter stuff at Christmas,
and let's keep it all out.
Yeah, it's like maybe force people to wait and then everybody would go buy it then instead of 8 months ahead of time. It lost some of its appeal when you like walk into a place and it's October and you see all the Christmas trees up. It's like, no.
Over it, to be sure.
Oh, no, that's a Christmas thing. That'll be the Christmas special. We'll talk songs.
I haven't I haven't watched TV.
I was like gonna say that was a TV. Nice thing about Christmas is they actually had like kind of decent commercials around that time because they weren't really marketing; they were just that company with a Christmas thing. But now that
I remember watching Happy Thanksgiving, Charlie Brown. I don't know that it was always on Thanksgiving, but
yeah.
Where Snoopy would make the Thanksgiving dinner of toast, popcorn, and whatever it is. Anyway, other than that, I don't really remember like Thanksgiving traditions.
Oh, no huge ones. Just it was like everybody got together.
Everybody ate. Everybody felt like shit.
Yeah. Take a nap, play cards, or goof off, whatever. But yeah, nothing else.
I mean, it's not like really a holiday that you like go all the way out besides the food.
Yeah.
Just another reason for the family to gather.
Sometimes, depending, like I was saying earlier, we would flip like Christmas and Thanksgiving between families. And there was a lot of years at like wherever we did Thanksgiving, it'd be like an early Christmas. Because we wouldn't see them at Christmas because we'd be down at the other. So we would do a little present opening depending on who was there type thing. But other than that, yeah, I don't know. Not one of the big, not a big holiday guy to begin with. Even though the national ones.
I was waiting for the Bah Humbug and all that.
Yeah, there's Bah Humbugs. I'll throw one of those out there. I'll be the little Grinch in Whoville, and a little flower.
Grinch. Well, we'll save that for the Christmas episode.
Yeah,
which everything else I'm sometime around Christmas. Valentine's Day.
We might as well just do it next week.
Oh,
at this perfect rate. Time.
Fine, I'll get these posted, man.
And
I don't know.
Yeah,
it's been wonky.
That's all right. It's this time of year, right?
I was gonna say getting dark at 5 o'clock is kind of fucking us all up.
Big time. Yeah. And I was doing good as long as it was staying dark in the morning, but now it's with it being lighter in the morning, that's screwing me up too. It's like
Took the girls to taking the girls to school, and it's like this morning and it's light out, but like 2 weeks ago it was like it was midnight. It's like
this, I don't know,
are they ever gonna do away with it?
No, they ain't smart enough to. I wish they would.
It's pointless.
Yeah, it is.
No, but we save so much on energy.
No, yeah. Not even why it started, but whatever.
I was going to say it had something to do with the farmers.
Yep.
I was going to say something like that. But
yeah, give them extra time to work or whatever. But still, yeah, I just, this last one hit me hard. Don't know why, but the whole time change just really screwed me up.
This one never bothers me.
Never used
to. It's the spring forward that fucks me.
Yeah.
I need like a month to recover.
That's how I'm feeling with this fall back one. And usually it doesn't even phase me, but for some reason I'm.
Although I can't see it. It's like you wake up, even if you like were able to sleep in for that extra hour or whatever, but you wake up and you just feel like you're behind the eight ball.
Yeah. And I feel like I'm still there.
It's all right.
Yeah.
Blame it on the intern. It's the intern's fault that podcasts haven't been published. Like, yeah. Let's be honest.
It's the intern's fault.
Well, so we'll submit your resumes to, and with your qualifications, patreon.com/BRNation.
Pretty much what we're saying, the first one to actually put something in,
you're hired.
Job.
If you want to be an intern,
breathe on this mirror. Okay, you got it.
Nobody's ever passed that one before.
Oh, hell.
Good times.
So, fun times.
Guess with that.
Yep. The Halloween special will be out in Thanksgiving and go right to Christmas. We'll have it paced right. And with that, good chuckles. Yeah,
have a great Thanksgiving.
Yes. Enjoy. Hopefully this will be out before
Thanksgiving of this year. But we make no promises.
Remember, just this year, we're not putting an actual date in there. All right. Until next time.
Yeah, until next time. Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the Barbarian Rhetoric Podcast. I hope it's given you something to think about in your own quest to develop a barbarian mindset. Because it's with this mindset that you'll find the skills, strength, attitude, will, and endurance to see things through and live within the civilization and still be a barbarian. We appreciate your feedback. We especially appreciate those who have been supporting the podcast. That's the Barbarian Rhetoric Podcast. On our website, on Anchor FM, and on Spotify. You can find the show notes on the blog or anchor.fm/barbarian rhetoric. If the podcast has been helpful to you, please let us know. You can do this by checking into the Apple Podcast app, give us 5 stars, and leaving us a short review. This will help us get our message out in front of many more people. You can also talk to us on social media and let us know what you are thinking about or how this has helped you. On Twitter, I am @SteelJanz. That's STEELJANZ. And I'm also on Instagram @BarbarianRhetoric. There's also a couple other things you need to check out. One is the Barbarian Rhetoric blog. And of course, our newsletter. There's a pop-up which you'll see as soon as you land on the blog. Thanks for listening. And always remember,
to be a barbarian in a civilized world.
An apex predator.
Alien to a civilized world.